Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The groundbreaking of the new Triumvirate Theater played host to a large number of attendees, including representatives from every level of Kenai Peninsula and Alaskan politics. As theater president Joe Rizzo prepared to shovel the first scoop of earth on Saturday, several of the dignitaries present took the opportunity to voice their support of Triumvirate, the community's support of its rebuild, and the value of the arts in a community.
It's opportunities like this that allow people to work together through hard times, through times that allow them to celebrate, to watch their kids blossom into these extraordinary human beings with these gifts that, as parents, we might not have even recognized ourselves.
Said U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, attending a Peninsula event for the second time this month.
These are parts of communities that make us whole.
Also present, Alaska House Representative Justin Ruffridge shared his personal connection to the institution.
I've been very blessed in my life to get to know many of you in this crowd as a result of theater. And it's amazing how much it brings a community together when you can have people from all different walks of life, very different political beliefs, religious beliefs, ways of looking at the world. Some of them might be quite different than you. And you come together for one thing, and that is to produce a show.
Borough Mayor Peter Michicki also took the stage, speaking on Rizzo's value to the community and, by extension, the good he and the theater have done for the Kenai.
What I picture is Joe sitting down, lifting a kid's face up and explaining to them why they're amazing, why they can do it. And I've seen him taking hundreds of kids out of their shells and giving them the confidence to be who they're going to be. That's what Triumvirate means to me.
The original Triumvirate Theater burned down in February of 2021. Since then, its rebuild has secured more than $3 million in federal, state, and local funding support. For more, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. This week, Attorney General Merrick B. Garland will travel to Anchorage, Galena, and Huslia, Alaska to meet with Alaska Native leaders and local and state law enforcement partners. Garland's visit comes just 1 week after U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg made a similar circle of Alaska. While Garland's visit will only be a day trip, Secretary Buttigieg's trip was a three-day affair with stops in Kotzebue, Anchorage, and Juneau. The Attorney General will meet with the Alaska Native organizations at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium in Anchorage before departing later Tuesday evening. Garland was nominated for Attorney General in January of 2021 by President Joe Biden. He took office in March of that year. The Kenai City Council appointed City Clerk Shelley Sainer at their meeting on August 16th to the Voter Turnout Working Group established by the Borough Assembly on August 1st. The Borough Assembly Resolution 23-53 on the Voter Turnout Working Group is directed to specifically focus its meetings to explore actionable options and ideas to present to the Assembly that are aimed at increasing awareness, participation, and voting in local elections, including but not limited to changing the Borough Election Day to align with that of the State of Alaska. The working group is intended to include the city clerks from the six cities within the Kenai Peninsula Borough, provided the appointment is supported by the city councils. The Assembly's resolution states, the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly recognizes the importance and value of a higher voter turnout for local elections. The local elections directly impact day-to-day lives of borough residents, and increased participation in local elections and an informed citizenry is of paramount importance in a democratic republic form of government. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.